I need to phone for an ambulance, and I need to get my story straight. I'll tell them that he slipped and fell on the knife. A brutal, heavy knife, usually used for carving the Christmas turkey, not carving into other people. That we weren't arguing, just talking. It was an accident. One minute he was fine, the next he was on the floor. I'll tell them that I didn't see what happened. I have to protect myself. I can't tell them that I snapped, that a red mist descended, and for just a few seconds, I felt like I couldn't take it anymore. The shouting, the aggression and the lies. That in just a split second, all rationality left me, and I grabbed the knife and thrust it firmly into my husband's stomach. Chapter 1. Sal. The first time you hit me, it was a shock, but not a surprise. Surely this is the natural progression of things, starting with the little things, like wanting to know where I've been, who I've spoken to, escalating to a little push here and a shove there, until now, when a slap almost feels like a reward. And I'm thankful that it wasn't something worse, that there are no bones broken this time. I remember the first time I saw you. Nothing on earth had prepared me for it, and the sight of you hit me like a punch in the guts. Is that ironic? You stood there, in the student union bar, talking to a guy on your course I had seen around campus previously, a pint of Foster's in one hand. The sun was streaming in through a window behind you, and you looked majestic, standing tall in a faded pair of Levi's and battered Converse, your fair hair standing out around you like an aura. I was with a group of people from my own course, planning on spending the evening with them, hashing over that day's lectures over a few drinks, and then maybe heading out for a bite to eat. Once I saw you, I knew my plans had changed, and that I had to pluck up the courage to approach you. How would things have turned out if I hadn't asked you if you wanted another pint, if you hadn't accepted, and we hadn't spent the entire evening holed up in one corner of the SU bar? If I hadn't answered your call the next day and accepted your invitation to lunch? If we hadn't spent the whole of that following weekend together, in your flat, ignoring your roommate, the phone, the world outside? Maybe I would be married to someone who doesn't think it's okay to hit me, to throw things at me if I have a different opinion to the one I should have. Someone who doesn't think that being happily married means the other half of the partnership towing the line at all times, no questions asked. Maybe you would be settled with someone else, someone who knows the right thing to say and the best way to handle you. Maybe you would be with someone who you don't think defies you at every opportunity, although I don't, I really don't. You just think I do, regardless of what I do or what I say. Maybe both of us would be happier. Chapter 2. Charlie. A file the size of a house brick lands on my desk and Jeff appears, throwing himself down in the chair opposite mine. Another bunch of stuff for you to work through. Looks like you're not going home early tonight. He wheezes, his face bright red as he struggles to catch his breath. Jeff is the size of a house himself, his enormous belly straining at the buttons of his grubby white shirt. Jeff is a colleague, my equal, but as he's 15 years older than me, he treats me like a five-year-old. The man has a serious lack of ambition and a serious case of body odour. Honestly, Jeff, it's 8 p.m. Surely you don't think I'm even considering going home yet? I give a little laugh as I pull the file towards me and start leafing through it, despite the fact I still have a ton of paperwork next to me that needs going through before I can even consider leaving the office. I feel the beginnings of a migraine tapping at my temples, no doubt brought on by tiredness from a 5 a.m. start and the stress of the never-ending paperwork that comes with the case I'm working on. The pressures of being a corporate lawyer are well known, the long hours, the stressful cases that take over our lives and eat into our personal time with our families. But it is all worth it in the end. The salary and benefits make sure of that. Well, don't stay up too late. You don't want to leave that pretty little family of yours too much. Someone else might snap them up. Jeff heaves his massive bulk from the leather chair across the desk from me, leaning over to ruffle my hair as he leaves. No chance of that, Jeff. I grin at him through gritted teeth, the thud of my headache growing louder and making me wish I could slap his meaty fingers from the top of my head.